And I'm delighted to welcome our first guest of the day. And he's going to talk about something which I have to say, I think it's a first. Is this, Anthony?
I would say so, certainly in modern times.
It's the Anik Book Fair, but it's not just the book fair, is it? It's a specialist book fair.
Well, it's an antiquarian book fair, Carl. Antiquarian being broadly defined as over 100 years old. But that doesn't mean that all the books that are for sale at the fair are over 100 years old. Many of them will be published in the 20th century, illustrated children's books, modern first editions, broadly speaking, rare books, things that are difficult to obtain.
Is that, forgive my ignorance, so are all books over 100 years old rare and valuable? Or are there still loads and loads kicking around that are 100 years old that are not so rare? And
quite right. Age is no guide to value or rarity at all. In fact, you know, there are many books published in the 18th and 19th century, theology particularly. If a house had one book in it in the 19th century, it was a Bible. So, you know, it's the most published book in the world. So an 1820, 1830, 1840 Bible is actually very, very common and therefore not worth a great deal.
Unless you had a fantastic edition that maybe had one of those wooden covers.
Indeed. I mean,
which I used to have.
Indeed. The binding of the book, who the illustrator was, who the printer was. John Baskerville, for instance, is a very famous provincial printer, and if it happened to be one of his printings, or indeed William Davison, Anik printer, a very famous and collected printer of all sorts of different books, was based in Anik, and he's very, you know, he's nationally collectible. If it happened to be printed by Davison of Anik, then it would be collectible for that reason.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Do you know anything more about the Davison?
Yeah,
printers?
He was, William Davison originally started out in partnership with a chap called James Catnach, or Catnach, depending upon how you want to pronounce it. And Jemmy Catnach, his son, went on to be the principal printer in Seven Dials in London. He's a famous, very, very famous printer of broadsides and broadside ballads, and it's sensationalist broadsides and broadside ballads. So principal trials, hangings, major public events, and he was one of the best-selling printers of his day. He was tremendously famous and very, very collectible. And Davison started out in partnership with his father. I think the two of them fell out at a very reasonably early stage in their career. And Davison went on to found, from memory, I think it was the Anik Mercury, which later amalgamated with the Anik County Gazette, I think, which is the forerunner to your now Northumberland Gazette. And what else do I know about Davison of Anik? Well, he employed Thomas Buick, famous wood engraver, and specifically for, you know, a number of particular books.
Oh,
and
there can't be many of those kicking around.
No, there aren't. Davison's tremendously collectible. I mean, he produced a short history of Anik. He published a lot of what were then called battle doors or children's books as well. And he's most famous for his catalogue of type specimens, which were woodblocks and engravings. And it was a catalogue of the specimens of those engravings, which constituted over 1,000 woodblocks, and it's tremendously difficult to get a hold of and highly prized and highly valued for anyone interested in provincial printing.
Well, I wonder if our local museum, I'll have to ask Tom, has some Davison in it. I know that they had a printing exhibition not so long ago, so we'll have to ask Tom when he comes in. I'm already getting fascinated, and we haven't got a couple of minutes into this interview about antiquarian books. Maybe it's just me, and it's a Cancerian trait, I don't know, but I do like old books. Are they still popular?
Very much so. More and more so. I think the internet's provided a brand new avenue for booksellers in the last 15, 20 years to sell their books through. And certainly the book fairs which I attend, up and down the country, you know, going from strength to strength.
Just get one thing right about it. Is it a selling fair? Are people there to buy, in a sense, or can they come and sell their books?
There are 32 dealers coming from all over the country.
Wow.
Specialist booksellers, from as far afield as Cambridge, Bristol. They're predominantly from the northern counties, from you know, Northumberland, Yorkshire, Lincolnshire, and up into Scotland. So it's ostensibly the sale of antiquarian books. 32 specialist dealers will be exhibiting their wares, and they'll be for sale to the general public. But by all means, if the general public feels if they have something they want to sell, they're welcome to bring it along on the day.
Could be a bit like the Antiques Roadshow, maybe. Could you have a look at this one?
The Antiques Roadshow, but for books, quite right.
What's your specialisms then?
Well, I've mentioned Thomas Buick already, and I'm on the committee of the Buick Society, so I do, you know, have a strong hankering after Thomas Buick and his genius, and I also specialise in the history and topography of Northumberland, more specifically Newcastle, I think. I started out selling modern first editions, 20th century literature, post-war literature. The dealers that will be exhibiting at the fair specialise in everything from children's books to the history of printing to, you know, there'll be a lot of books for sale at the fair on the history of Northumberland. Alnwick specifically, no doubt, and the northern counties. But there'll be a broad range. There'll be thousands of rare books for sale on the day.
Am I allowed to ask this? Where do you find the books?
Well, I've got a well-known bookshop. It's been around for 30 years. It's an 8-roomed Victorian townhouse on the high street, so a lot of books are brought in through the front door. I've got a large advert in the Yellow Pages. You know, I buy from my customers. I buy at auction quite an awful lot. Mm-hmm. I go to people's homes.
That must be exciting.
It can be. It can be. I was recently asked to represent Seven Stories, the National Centre for the Children's Book, that are down there in the Usburn Valley in Bycombe, and I was asked to represent them at a sale to purchase 13 Enid Blyton original typescripts. So that's a typed book directly from Enid Blyton's typewriter, which was then annotated in hand, by pen, by Enid Blyton.
Wow.
And I spent a considerable amount of money. I think it was widely acknowledged in the press at the time, so it shouldn't be any harm in repeating it. It was £40,000 I spent on their behalf in the space of about 5 minutes. So it was, yes, exciting would be a word to describe it, yeah.
That's quite an auction.
It was. It made the national press, and Seven Stories were very, very pleased to acquire those typescripts. And they're going to form the basis for, can you believe it, the very first Enid Blyton exhibition in 2012. Oddly enough, there's never been an Enid Blyton exhibition. She's the most published children's author of mm-hmm. all time, mm-hmm. exceeding J.K. Rowling. You might think that J.K. Rowling topped the tree. She doesn't. She's sold somewhere between 300 and 350 million books, but Enid Blyton is somewhere between 500 and 600 million.
Wow.
That is a lot of titles. She wrote over 600 books.
Never ever thought of it that way, actually, how much Enid Blyton sold, but that is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She was a phenomenal writer, and hopefully this exhibition in 2012 will serve to raise our public profile and reinvigorate interest in her and her books.
I love the sound of the topography of the northeast Northumberland mm-hmm. Books. Any sort of classics in that some listeners would know?
Well, the standard history of the county was by John Hodgson, mm-hmm. and Davison's history, or better known, was George Tate's History of Alnwick. Tate's History of Alnwick, which is a very well known book and very readable.
Are you one of the organisers or co-organiser of the Alnwick Book Fair?
I'm the organiser of the Alnwick Book Fair.
Big job?
Well, I suppose so. Certainly all the other dealers that will be exhibiting on the day will be playing their part. They'll be sending out complimentary slips and flyers to their customers in the hope that they'll be coming to attend the fair. So there'll be not just the book sellers there on the day, but there'll be book buyers descending on Alnwick, hopefully, from as far afield as Newcastle and Edinburgh.
Now, it's a little ways off, so Saturday the 2nd of July, is that right?
That's right, 10 till 4:30 at mm-hmm. the Northumberland Hall there in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you don't know everything that people are going to be bringing with them, which is understandable. I mean, people, of course, are coming, 32 dealers, I think you said, from all over the country. But there's a couple of exciting things you mentioned there. It'll certainly pique the interest of a few people, I think.
Yeah, well, some of the books that will be on sale, there'll be a book for every pocket. There'll be books from £5 to £500, and in some instances, in excess of £500. And one of those books specifically will be a first edition of Enid Blyton's File on the Treasure Island, which is a first famous five book, which is notoriously difficult to get in good order in a dust jacket. And that's what's described as a modern first edition. So it's just post-war, and it's a very difficult book to find in good order and very desirable desired by collectors, and as a consequence, quite valuable. That won't be the only valuable book that will be there on the day. One dealer in question, James Pickard, he'll be bringing that along. We'll also be selling a good deal of... he actually specialises in the works of Ian Fleming, so he'll have a good deal of James Bond first editions on his stand, as well as possibly, and this is in the offing and it hasn't been confirmed yet, but there could possibly be a very, very rare J.K. Rowling book being exhibited at the fair on the day. And when I say rare, I mean one of, you know, the rare, the Philosopher's Stone. So if it doesn't sell between now and then, a first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which is the very first Harry Potter book, less than 500 copies were printed, and a good deal of those ended up in lending libraries as well. So there's probably less than 200. It's like Charlie and the Golden Ticket. You know Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
There's probably less than 200 copies of that book in existence in good order.
At a fixed price, isn't it going to be like a massive rush of people to try and get in?
It's a very expensive book, so not everybody, I think, not everyone's pockets are quite that deep. But it's a very, very rare book. But it should be putting in an appearance if it doesn't sell between now and then. There is, as I said, the PBFA organise a good many book fairs up and down the country. And other than the York National, which is the largest antiquarian book fair in Europe, which is held in York in September, other than that, the other high spot of the year is the London June book fairs. And book buyer's dream, really. Book fairs are scattered across London. All the major auction houses have book sales. And one of the fairs is Olympia, which is on Kensington High Street. And as you understand it, James Pickard will be exhibiting this book at Olympia. And should it sell at Olympia, it won't be making an appearance in Alnwick.
How did you get into books, St Anthony?
How did I get into books? Well, I was a precocious teenager, reading omnivorously, and I was supposed to go to Sheffield University to do a degree, a four-year degree. But I wasn't that interested in the subject that I was supposed to be studying, and decided that I didn't want to get up to my neck in debt at the same time. So I was casting around for a profession that, you know, might suit me, and I was going into a lot of secondhand bookshops at the time, and pretty much decided that was a good, you know, it could be a career move. And I badgered the previous owner of my shop in the late 1980s, early 1990s, into giving me a job. And I worked for him for a day and a half a week for about a year and a half before opening up a small little bookshop in an antiques market myself, and I've been doing it in one form or another ever since.
Great. So it's really a passion, eh?
Yeah, it's been a lifelong passion. I'm unemployable since I don't know how to do anything else.
We've got a little connection there we didn't know about.
Yeah, we have. just prior to this interview, I told you the name of my bookshop, which is a Keel Row bookshop in North Shields, and you seemingly know the previous owner.
Yes, I met him at said folk festival. In fact, he got on stage with us on Saturday night, so that's how. And I tell you what, he can play Cajun music, I tell you.
Yeah, he does like to, and he can jump about as well whilst he's doing it.
He can.
Yeah. He's Stuart is his name, and he's not getting any younger. He's nearly 70, and he can hop around with that squeeze box like no one's business.
He was fantastic, absolutely great performer. What's a tip then for people if they're thinking of looking at, you know, if they're thinking of getting hold of a particular old book? Got any tips for people who might be looking for come to the book fair? They might find it there if it's Northumbrian or Newcastle.
Well, indeed. I mean, you've got Barter Books on your doorstep, and they've got they've got a hefty stock available to the public in mm-hmm. their shop.
An amazing shop.
Yeah, super shop, absolutely super. The book fair, the 32 dealers exhibiting at the book fair, as I said, will be coming from all over the country, and it'll be a snapshot of their stock, and they'll be bringing their best books with them. And you've got hundreds of years' worth of accumulated experience there, experienced and reputable booksellers, you know, you have to be to get in that, this trade association. So there'll be some very rare books and manuscript material, often maps and prints for sale as well.
Maps?
Well, indeed, yeah. Beautiful county like Northumberland. Mm. Yeah, it's got its fair share of maps.
I do like a good old map. Nothing like them, I tell you. And they tell you so much. That's the thing. I just like the way they were printed, the way they feel. I mean, that's the thing. Should I ask you the obvious question? I'm sure people always ask this. Isn't the book dead?
No. No, far from it. Far from it. The rise of the Kindle and reading mm-hmm. reading electronically, it'll impact it, and it is impacting on high street sales of modern books, paperbacks. But the best, how can I put it? Let's say, for instance, you had read a paperback or read on your Kindle George Orwell's 1984, for instance, and then you were offered for sale a first edition, the first time it appeared in print, 1948, probably, from memory, I think it's Victor Gallant, although I could be, I'll probably stand corrected on that. But as a material thing, as a possession, as, you know, owning the first edition of that book, the first time that book, which is a seminal book, it's, you know, it's changed people's attitudes and, you know, measurably changed people's attitudes. To own a first edition of George Orwell's 1984, if that's your thing, no Kindle could ever do that.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. I love the feel of books, and I love special old books. And I'm not a collector by, you know, any means, but I do like to keep hold of. I like that book. I like the feel of it. I like to look at it. And a Kindle, well, it's not going to be the same experience. But here we are on radio, and TV and video certainly never killed radio. Quite the contrary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Well, Anthony, absolutely fascinating. It looks like a great event. Just give us the where and when again, please.
It's the Northumberland Hall in the Marketplace, centre of Alnwick, mm-hmm. Saturday the 2nd of July from 10 till 4:30.
And do you know, does it cost
It's free admission.
Completely free?
Yeah, it's free to get in.
Absolutely fantastic. And what's the name of your bookshop again?
It's the Keel Road Bookshop, Carl.
In North Shields.
Indeed.
All right, Anthony, thanks very much, and maybe we'll speak to you again. Fascinating.
It's been a pleasure.
Maybe a bit
thanks,
more
Carl.
About some of those books you got.